Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are definitely, undoubtedly, the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 7 minutes has gone past the hour. The last 1 hour of the show is upon us right now. Road to 2023. Coverage of the elections coming next year is what we're about to do. We'll do this today. Well, in fact, we have two. During Daily Digest, we have another candidate coming through at 9 o'clock. I'll be hosting that as well, as Jimmy Disso is currently on vacation. But in the meantime, you can watch on Facebook and on YouTube right now. The candidate that we have is representing, or is hoping that he would be representing Amu Odofin Constituency 1 at the House of Assembly here in Lagos State. So to all my Amuwo people, you need to sit down right now and prepare your questions. And, you know, because I will give you that we have a very short time, very limited time, but still, I will give you that time to be able to interact with my guest this morning on his plans, on, you know, your own concerns and his plan to maybe, if he's not going to be able to address these issues directly, because he's planning to become a lawmaker, not the governor of the state, or he's planning to become a lawmaker, not the chairman of your local government. But at least he'll be able to share, you know, his insight into some of these issues. So feel free to join our conversation. I'm talking about Honorable Fashui Abimbola Odunayo. He joins me live in the studio this morning on Road to 2023. He's popularly known as Bimbo Bizzo. Mr. Bizzo, morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Please correct me. You've been assembly member before?
No, not at all. I've been the corridor of politics.
The corridor of politics, yes. Before. Okay. Now, let's get started. Please move close to the mic so people can hear you. I'm going to start with your constituency. Can you give me, you know, the coverage area of Amu Odofin so that people listening can know that you're planning to represent them? What are those areas of Amu Odofin that you're hoping to represent?
Okay, within my boundaries, my jurisdiction, you start from Maitu.
Okay.
That's Maitu from this side. The express road is the other side of the road going to Oriade local government. So from this side of Maitu, you get to Alaba Express. From Alaba Express, those low-costing housings at the other side of Maitu as well. Mm. You move to Festac.
Okay.
That's the bigger part of the whole constituency. You move to 6th Avenue in Festac, go to Abulado, Soba, and Co. So that's how large and vast.
It's quite large. That's quite large.
Constituency is.
Mm. So you're a member of the Social Democratic Party.
Yes.
Mm? What do you think are your chances in contesting for this seat, especially in this constituency, against, you know, the PDP, the APC, even Labour Party?
Okay, like I said earlier on, I've been in the corridor of politics.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a member of APC for over 15 years. I've played active politics. I can remember vividly when we started the youth movement in Amuwo. That was what brought the light of the chairman local government, Ayodele Adewale, into the politics. So we were the pioneers. We moved in as the youth movement. So I believe I'm well known in my area. I've been doing a lot of CSR in sports and all that. So I believe, Ben, this is a chance, and I know I'm going to win because I'm the people's people. So I want to speak for them as well. I don't want the way the situations of things in my constituency is needs to change. So I want to speak for them, and I want to be a lawmaker for them. That's why I'm here, and I believe it's all going to be good.
Well, on this show, we like to be very point blank and very frank, and it's because campaign has started, so we can't mince words. We can't, you know, cover anything. I always tell politicians coming on this show, be ready for anything, be ready for whatever. And so I'm sure that you're ready for anything.
Ready.
Because even if I don't give you anything, listeners will give you anything.
Of course.
So let's start this way, right? What do you do, or is politics your job?
Not at all. I'm a businessman. I have a car wash.
Okay.
I do loads of business. I'm into designing and all that. So
okay. What do you mean designing? What does that mean, designing? Like,
fashion.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fashion, all right. Yeah. You're an entrepreneur. You're a businessman.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. All right. But then, looking at Amuwo One, what are those challenges you feel that your constituencies have today?
Like I said did earlier on when I came in here, where before we started talking.
Before we started, yeah.
You said that to get to this place is very difficult.
Mm.
We had to wake up 5:30, me and my friend, just to get here as early as possible. You know, on a normal day, I need to have a good rest, sleep, wake up with my timing and believe I can get somewhere easily, but it's not done.
Mm.
You know, I remember growing up when we were much younger, as a teenager, I used to remember we used to drive all the way from Prestack down to maybe Apapa in just 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Mm.
Or we go to the club. It was a lively situation in Lagos and within our area. But now if you want to go into Amuwo, it's so difficult because I don't even know what the problem is, if it's the control of the LASMA, if it's the roads. But when you even get to where the stops are, you get to understand that there's nothing really going on here. Then why is this all of traffic jam?
That sounds like the rest of Lagos, if you ask me.
Yes, exactly.
It sounds like the rest of Lagos, because on Lagos roads, you just find traffic build up for...
For nothing. So it's bad. So we need to, in Amuwo, I think people outside Amuwo don't want to come into Amuwo because of the traffic jam and all that. So when you tell a friend, can you visit me? He'll be like, no, I don't want to come to that area because it's tedious to go in and come out.
Mm.
Then secondly, the roads are bad. I know I'm not an executioner, but I think I could speak for my people, you know. For instance, now, if the local government chairman, like you said the other one, is the executioner, and the commissioners or whatever are said to that constituency, I will do a foresight to keep checkmate them, or, you know, on the jobs they are supposed to do and all that. So those are my duties as a lawmaker and as assembly member. That's why I want to go speak for them.
Mm. Indeed. You mentioned roles. You mentioned the state of the roads. Are there no other challenges that you find in Amuwo?
There are loads of challenges. I can go on with loads of challenges.
Let's talk about those challenges, because your people are listening now. And they wonder, what I'm trying to do is to see if you understand the area you want to represent, if you understand their problems, their issues, before you come out so that you want to represent them. We won't be doing a good job if we don't talk about, you know, why you want to go into office. Like, this is why you're running.
Yeah, of course.
So let's talk about those challenges.
Okay, I want to pick out unemployment. If you check Amuwo out, we have almost the largest youth in Lagos. If you go to Amuwo now, you can go to a beer parlor, you see boys there, men, educated people, graduates, doing nothing. And so, but there's a way we could, I know I'm not an executioner, as I said, but if I was supposed to do a PR or something, I will tell you that I will find a way of trying to empower some of them through sports.
Mm.
We have a field on FHA 23 Road where we have talents that come out, go Europe, and footballers that play football. I love football. It's a passion for me, and I play good football. So I guess we could do a lot of empowerment. We could liaise with the chairman and the commissioner with Lagos. I'll pass loads of bills for them to empower youths, even if the ones that don't want to work menial jobs, they can do skilled work or artisan jobs. So that's one of the major problems. You know, when you have population of youths in your constituency and everybody's redundant, it's as if we all are just being in the round circle doing the same thing.
Mm.
So I will fight for that. I think I want to make that a very big impact. To work on the youths, especially because when we are jobless, it causes a lot of vices.
Right. Indeed. Amuwo Adofin, Constituency One. Bizo is here in the studio, and we've been interacting with him for some minutes now. If you got any questions for him, feel free to calling and ask him your question. If you're not in Amuwo Adofin One and you've heard him and you have questions for him as well, feel free to chime in. I have a couple more questions to go before our first break, but if yours come in, I may just have to take yours, okay? 0700 993 993 993. Or you can call 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, 01-277-3993. Female only line is 01-465-71904 for the female callers only. The female callers only can call that line. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. You can, as you're watching, you can drop your comments on there as we go along on the show this morning, and I will take it. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning to our representative from here who wants to be.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Dwyer.
You're welcome, sir.
You have been in Abuja area for a long time for you to contest. And if you look at this Amu side, it looks like it's a neglected part of Lagos State. What are you going to do? I know you are not the governor. What are you going to do, particularly about the roads? Because from Amazamaza up to Abulado, there is no road. We are tired of the roads, and nobody talks about the roads in this area. I know you are not the governor, but how and what are you going to put in place to influence them, at least to give us, if not in good roads, because that area is like a neglected area.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good roads, he said. Please hold your thought. Let's take another one and add it to that. Okay. We'll try this one then. Morning to you. Good morning. Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Hi, my name is Moses. I'm calling from Aja.
Sorry, your name is?
Moses. I'm calling from Aja.
Moses.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go on. Oh, Moses is gone. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please.
I'm calling from Amu. I want to ask a question and concern the person that is in the studio this morning.
Okay.
My question to him, good morning, sir.
Ma.
My question is the issues we are having in FESTAC over no road, because in FESTAC now, even to...
Hello?
To be on Okada is like headache, because you are afraid of falling down. Potholes all over FESTAC. You cannot go out, you cannot come in easily. What are you going to do about it?
Again, state of the roads. I think we can add one more, then good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, this morning.
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Anthony, and I'm calling from Mazamaza right now. I'm currently driving to work.
Okay.
You know, I didn't start with you guys, so I didn't get the name and the party you're actually coming out to run from.
His name is Abimbola Fashi, okay. Also known as Bizo, is coming through Social Democratic Party, SDP.
Okay. Also, I would ask, because obviously I love the question that Sheriff asked you, that apart from the road, which we all know that the whole of Amu does not have a road, it's something that is actually, you know, already registered in the mind of everyone that is living in Amu. Another aspect is the electricity aspect of the Amu. If we ask most people who live in FESTAC, 95% of the residents in FESTAC doesn't enjoy electricity at all. Why those who stays in their more free areas get over, you know, like, let's say 18 to 12 hours, you know, light? So what do you intend to do? Because for my own, just as you kept on, I heard it keep on saying, I'm not the executioner. So what do you intend to do in order for the executioner to know that, okay, fine, Amu needs this, this, and this. And what do you want to do as a footprint you're going to leave behind when you leave
your legacy?
You're going to always remember Abimbola for it. Please, that's my question.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Bizo, over to you now. How do you want to start? The roads or the last call?
Okay, yeah? I'll address the road issues first. Like I said earlier on, the road issues are... I'll make sure I pass bills that the government, which the Lagos State government, will know that, yes, I'm fighting for my own constituency. That's my people. So definitely the commissioners, the chairman, and the top workers in Lagos that are within the constituents will be held responsible for anything which they are supposed to do, which I'll make a foresight and checkmate them. And secondly, for a landmark, giving a landmark, and if I'm to be chosen as the representative, I believe I think I'm going to make everything back to stability, because I remember how we grew up in that area. Like you said, Mazamaza was close to us. We walk over to from Festa to Mazamaza, which was like the old Jojo Road to the other side of Oriade. So I guess the road issues are deep, but the old Lagos has problem with issues of road and all that. So, but my legacy, I believe, if you give me the opportunity, I'll first try and get the youths away, so many of them away from the streets. First and foremost, I think that's one.
When politicians say that, what I usually do is don't tell me you give me power. Don't tell me that you give me jobs. How are you going to give me jobs? Yeah. What are your direct plans?
Okay.
How do you want to give me power?
Okay.
We want to hear details. Okay. Like, how do you intend to take, you know, the youths off the street? Is there a plan?
Yeah, there's a plan. For instance, I need to empower them in different skilled accusations. For instance, some of them that are graduates, if they have opportunities of Lagos State jobs, I could as well, involve them. Mm. And some of them that can't get those kind of jobs, we give them skilled accusation jobs to do. Mm. You know, so with that,
I said earlier that we're gonna I have loads of my questions, but calls are coming in from Amuwo people. I'm just gonna prioritize, you know, their calls. But please note this down. I want to talk to you about developments in Lagos. It's almost as though you could barely hear, and this is not peculiar to Lagos alone. Almost all states, House of Assemblies are almost the next office of the governor, where he gets to do whatever he wants. He gets to pass any bill he wants passed. The governors always just get the free pass when it comes to House of Assembly. I'm not saying that you should be, you know, go there and form compulsory opposition to all of these things. But look at developments and the trend of development in Lagos. It's almost as though developments are centered around city center, VI, Ikeja, yeah. And the rest. But when you go to Amuwo, when you go to Badagry, when you go to, you know, other areas, you almost feel like, am I seeing Lagos? Like, is this still Lagos? Because there's a stark difference between what you have seen, you know, coming from the island or coming from Ikeja or coming from Ojodu, you know, or Magodo, to when you're now getting to those other places. Just put that in mind. I want to talk to you about, as a lawmaker, what should be the role that you should play in terms of development in Lagos. Lagos, we're going to take a break right now, huh? But we'll be back in a moment. Stay with us. So we're back on the Crossfire. 8:44 is the time from our studios. Welcome back. Lagos, thank you for staying with us. We appreciate it. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I have a guest on the show today representing or planning to represent Amuwo Dauphin 1. Amuwo people have been calling all morning to ask him their questions and all. But Amuwo people, if you're still there, you're free to ask my guest on the show. He's running for the House of Assembly on the platform of the Social Democratic Party, SDP. His name is Onrefashi Abimbola Odunayo, that you guys call Bizo in Amuwo. I was having a chat with him off the air. I think I asked him as well, you know, on the radio, and I said, how popular are you in? And he said, everybody calls me Bizo and all of that. So yeah, it's a test of popularity when it comes to elections at that level, the councillorship, the chairmanship, the House of Reps, House of Assembly, you know, it's grassroots. So there's nothing you can say about it. If you're not popular in the grassroots, that you can begin to decide your fate yourself. So, Bizo, thank you again for coming through this morning. You said you left home around 5:30.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much for coming through. Before I go to Amuwo people calling right now, I was asking you, I asked a question before the break. Let's delve into that question now. How would you describe development trends in Lagos? Do you think that these developments are evenly distributed, or this development just in some certain areas while other areas, I don't know. Because the thing about politics is, I mean, we may be seeing all of these things, that developments are happening in some areas and not some areas, you know, one moment. The other moment, it may be that, you know, developments in other areas too have been awarded, but then people saddled with execution of those developments have refused to let those things happen. I mean, what do you think exactly is going on? As someone who, like you said, have been in politics for close to 20 years now, you must be familiar with all of these things.
Yeah. I think in Amuwo, we are being marginalized. And from Amuwo down to Badagry, like you said, VI is different. I don't know, maybe the RGR they bring in from there, that's why that place is different from Amuwo. So, but all the same, Amuwo is far from being in Lagos, because I don't think Lagos State even recognize what's going on in Amuwo, which is very bad. And this is why I want to speak for the people as a lawmaker, so at least they can come back and nominate some things around my constituency, maybe the roads and some other things. Mm. Those, you know, the system is very bad. The roads are dilapidated, so we need. If I have been chosen as have I been chosen by the people to represent them, I think I'll fight for them vividly. And all that.
I have this comment here on Facebook. October says, I work in Amuwo and I can tell you that the gutters are full of dirt. Yes. Whenever rain falls like these, everywhere turn to lagoon. And also the manner at which commercial transportation increased prices is much from Oshodi to Festac. And that's also about the roads, I guess. Lombardo on Facebook says, what is the assurance that once you win, you will not defect to APC? All the people that have won using other parties have defected to APC. Well, this is a very valid question.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, you were in APC for 15 years.
Yes.
Honestly, so what's the assurance?
I won't want to be stained. I won't want to. APC is being blemished. I don't want a party that as popular as I am, and I want to represent the people. They start telling me, that's an APC member, this is that. I don't want to be party. I don't want to talk about any party anyway, but
yeah.
I won't defect. I will be strictly with my SDP, and I believe I want to change totally in Amuwo. Mm. I want the SDP to grow so we can get the youths into politics, not only the old people. Yeah. It's high time the youths as well come and spring up. I think the next election coming up, the chairmanship, the councillorship, so you can get the lights of youths coming out and all that.
Mm. Akaria is also here on Facebook, and he says, what will you do about insecurity in Amuwo?
Insecurity in Amuwo, I think we need to create some, how would I put it? I'll call them vigilante indigents, the people that know the terrain, that knows the environment. We'll try and employ some of them so they work with the police, maybe like work as a, how would I call them, vigilante groups and all that. So that's a good way of knowing the hazards in my environment.
Indeed. Now I'm going to come to telephone lines right now and take a few. 0700-993-993-993 for those who are just joining us. You're welcome. You can also call these other lines. They're inside the 0700, by the way. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Female only line is 01-465-7190 for female callers only. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please. Morning to you.
My name is Adeline.
You're welcome.
And I live in Amuwo Odofi area.
Mm.
Everything everybody has said is true about Amuwo Odofi. In fact, you get the feeling that Mile 2 to Badagry is not part of Lagos. And I just wonder why that is so. We're really suffering. There are no roads here. No roads at all. The suffering level no get part 2 at all. So, I don't know, the lawmaker, he keeps saying that he's not
an executioner.
I know, but how can we get Lagos State government to pay attention to Mile 2 to Badagry?
Yep.
That's my own complaint this morning.
Thank you, Adeline, for your question. How do you intend to do that? I mean,
I'll make sure I pass the bill for the vacation.
So that's the thing. You can't pass the bill. You can only sponsor the bill,
I'll make
right?
Sure I sponsor the bill.
So how do you ensure? How do you intend to ensure that when you sponsor a bill, you get it passed? You get the buy-in of the members of the house at that point. I mean, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a strategy.
The way it is, I think the way the governor, the way Lagos State is run is far different from...
That's why you're laughing at me.
It's far different from... because I think the governor does more of the work than the local government chairman and all the old people. I think so. So, but in such situation... We need to worry. You need, you know, as a representative of you guys, you need to make sure you worry your local government chairman. You checkmate him a lot. You know, come on, chairman, what's going on? You guys should fix this road. You know, you guys are not doing anything. You know, you make sure that you hit them on the house and tell, come, Lagos State, you, governor, this chairman is not doing anything. You guys should come and walk, nominate some. If you can't do it, nominate this part of the road for me, and I'll find someone that can execute it.
Okay, all right. Ola Simpson on YouTube says, I stay in Amuwo. There are many issues: roads, unemployment, tax, two roads that are bad. Skills acquisitions are needed, bad drainages. And he says, I also noticed one strange security people patrolling Agboju Market and 22 roads. That's Ola Simpson, Simeon rather, who sent that in. I'm going to head back to telephone. We have some callers online now. Oh, wow. We're almost done on the show today. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning.
This is calling from First Tag.
This is who?
Sunday, I'm calling from First Tag.
Okay, Sunday, talk to me.
Yeah, I want to talk to Mr. Bezo.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, I want to ask him, in the area of drugs, because there are a lot of drugs and people, young youths, our youths in First Tag.
Drug abuse.
Drug abuse every year. So I don't want to ask him that area. Okay. What is he going to do about it?
Another very valid question, Bezo.
The truth is that idleness brings a lot of bad things. When you are idle, it costs a lot, you know. So, but with employment, I don't think when you don't have anything doing, everything is all about time. If you use your time well, if you have something doing, you'll be going into drugs and all those vices. But now, what I'm trying to do is, if we could make employment for the youths, so many of them would leave the streets, would be occupied doing something. If it's squeeze out accusations, they'll be busy doing something. If it should be artisans, they'll learn work, they'll be busy doing something. You have to be busy. If you are not busy, it's an idle man's workshop. So you have to be busy. Like me now, if in a day, if I'm not working, and I'm just sitting down, I don't like it, so I need to move. So by the time you sit and you don't do anything, it makes you think otherwise. So for the youth, we need to engage them in so many ways. In sports, in the music and all that, talent hunt and every other thing.
Indeed. Bezo, we have to leave it here this morning because of time. We're completely out of time. Thank you so much for coming through. Honorable Fashri Odunayo Abimbola Bezo of the SDP, thank you for
it's
coming on the show.
It's a pleasure having me here. My host, Sherif Quadri, and I'm very grateful, and I'll say a big thank you to you.
All right, we have to go now, Lagos.